Hey, we need your support to keep the podcasts flowing. Go to explorationsearlylearning.com/support to learn how. One of the big things you can do is shop Amazon with the link we provide. You buy your cat food, you buy your kids' books, you buy whatever it is you buy on Amazon, you pay the regular price. We get a small percentage of it. Everybody wins. A lot of people are doing it. It really supports the shows, and we really appreciate it. Give it a try. Thanks. Welcome to the Child Care Bar and Grill. Jeff Johnson coming to you live from upstairs studio. I'm so excited for this episode. We're talking about something I know nothing about.
Me either.
In studio with Lisa Murphy.
Hello.
And Josie from the dark side. Lisa's touching her microphone again.
Sorry.
Oh my God. Hi, Josie.
Hi.
So what are we talking about?
Buddy benches.
Okay, all I know about this is you told me to put it on the list.
I did. And all I know about it is a story. Which I had a conversation with a fourth grader, a boy, little boy, and he started talking about, and I don't even remember how it came up, but he goes, yeah, we don't go out for recess anymore. And I'm like, well, why is that? I'm like, you don't have recess? He's like, oh, no, we have recess. We just don't want to go out there anymore. And I said, well, why is that? And they said, oh, because of the buddy bench. And I'm like, I don't know what that means. He goes, it's this bench, and then if you want to play with somebody and you don't have anybody to play with, you sit on the buddy bench. And I'm like, okay. He goes, and if you see somebody on the bench, you have to ask them if they want to play. And I said, okay, so you're telling me that because you don't want to do that, now you're choosing to not go outside? And he said, yeah, because then you have to play with the kids who are sitting on the bench if you see them on the bench. And I was like, I need to talk to somebody about this. So, I mean, this is almost one of those conversations where I wish we had callers who could call in to Jeff's busting out the rum. And so here was my analysis or my processing. Because I didn't know shit about this. In fact, right now is the first time I've ever really done any research. It was invented by a kid. A simple idea to eliminate loneliness. This is from his website, buddybench.org. The buddy bench is a simple idea to eliminate loneliness and foster friendship on the playground. Let's spread the message of inclusion and kindness. And here's my thing is that, one, I don't know the rules. In a two, I don't know how the rules are maybe being incorrectly interpreted. You know, plus I'm going off the conversation I had with a fourth grade boy, right? Yeah. A little kid. But I started tossing it out at the gigs to just be like, who knows about this? Like, who, give me some feedback. You know, because if you have children now who are choosing to not go outside because they don't want they feel like some sense of obligation. Like, why aren't we instead encouraging the kid who might be feeling left out how to ask conversations? Like, and the mind reading. Like, I don't know why you're sitting on the bench. Like, what? So now it's on me to just automatically include you? Like, I don't like that at all. That makes me really uncomfortable. Like everybody walking by is supposed to know what this kid's needing, but all they have to do is sit on the bench.
Yeah. It hurts my head first.
What?
The whole thing that this is a thing.
And I'd never heard of this before. Have you heard of this, like, as a mama?
What's your buddy bench experience, Josie?
I don't have any personal buddy bench experience.
You haven't been sitting on the buddy bench?
I haven't.
Josie's here because we saw her. We have a buddy bench on the other side of the studio, and she was just sitting there, so we invited her over to a microphone.
No, you guys are so nice. No, I have heard of this concept before. I just posted on Facebook to see if any of my teacher friends have one at their school, just trying to see if anybody bites.
And it's what you've heard, the same thing about you have to go
play with the, or is that just some?
No, I mean.
See, I think that might be an interpretation.
Does it say anything like that in a kid's sight?
It's just, if you see a kid sitting there, that just means they want someone to come play with them so you can.
But why? I don't like that responsibility piece being solely on other people.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree. That's just right.
Yeah.
Is it teasing you yet? Is it taunting you? No. The bottle of rum? A fresh bottle of rum.
Big bottle of rum. I get that there are probably shy kids and socially awkward kids that have a hard time engaging in play, but putting them on a bench with flashing neon lights around and saying, I'm lonely, please engage with me, doesn't seem like a way to help them develop confidence and
skills,
social skills. I think the way you develop those skills is to develop those skills. Now, is the reason that this is so necessary is that in the early years, we are so damn controlling on who plays with who, and we're always telling kids, okay, now you three can be in the art area, and now you four in the block area, and then we'll rotate and all that kind of stuff. And adults are setting up the fucking play dates, and kids don't have any practice
exactly
going out and making friends. And so our practice in early years is screwing them up when they get into the older grades. I mean, really, isn't it?
Well, I say that in the workshop, right? If you, from 6 in the morning till 6 at night, if you're in childcare, and for them, the time you're 6 weeks old, you've been told when to eat, when to sleep, when to poop, when to pee, when to clean up, when to line up, where you're playing, where you're not playing, all the,
to do it next to.
Right? And then you show up at a place actually that says go play, and then we wonder why they don't know exactly.
So is this kid, the site selling them? Or what's the...
There is a link or is to it just a different organization forming that sells.
Yeah, I think this is just something somebody came up to sell benches.
I don't know. It concerned me on various levels.
Well, first thing I'd like to say that if anybody needs a piss off, leave me alone bench, where they can sit and be alone, get a hold of me and I'll build you one for a reasonable price. We can customize it to your needs, size, shape, wood, those kind of things, and we'll emblaze on there. I don't know. We can do it engraved. We could route it out. We could do raised lettering if you wanted to. Whatever you want, but it'll say piss off, leave me alone. Because I know there's some people that would just like to be outside and just be alone. It could be your meditation bench.
It could be Actually, I've dug a little deeper here. I found some strategies for using the buddy bench.
Oh, well, strategies are always good.
And
is there a rubric of strategies?
A rubric. The first thing that they're saying is to have a plan. Think about what you want to do before you go outside and play. Look around and decide what you'd like to do. Go up to a person, smile, and say, do you want to play? Gah. The buddy bench is a tool for your playground and should be modeled. Encourage children to have a plan before they go out to play. Try to use your words first to find a friend before you use the bench. Rest and think what you would like to do. You can still be active while you're sitting on the bench while you're thinking about your plan.
Oh,
who knew?
Since you can be active, that's good.
But how? I mean, you have to have have we gotten so far down this path that we have to like teach children how to do this kind of stuff?
Yes, obviously. And you know what comes next? I just thought of this. Here's what comes next. What comes next is they get into college and bars start putting up wanna fuck benches. And so they're sitting over there in the corner and then you just sit down there, and if you're feeling a little bit frisky but don't know how to approach anybody, you just sit down to the bench with your cocktail.
Oh my God.
And then somebody comes and sits down next to you, and now we gotta role play this. I'm sitting on the bench.
Hey, I'm sitting on the bench now too.
Hey, I see you're on the wanna fuck bench.
How you been?
I've been great, but I'm new. I'm a freshman here, and I don't know anybody, and feeling kind of frisky, and I've never really. You're a girl, right?
I am a girl.
See, I like girls, and I've never really talked to one. I mean, I went to preschool, and it was an all boys prep school, and same thing for my elementary and high school experience. And so, other than my mom, you're really the first female I've talked to. You smell good.
Thank you. Thank you.
So
I don't even think people who would be using this would have this much conversation.
Well, yeah, yeah. No.
I would be like, you're sitting there. I sit down. We look at each other. We get up and we leave.
Well, no, you don't even leave. Next to it, they have the boning cabinet. And you just wait till the boning cabinet's empty, and then you pop in and take care of your business. There's a condom dispenser, and a step trash can when you're done, and then you just go on for the next people to sit down on the bench.
Check this out. If you choose to sit on the buddy bench, you must say yes to the person who invites you to play.
Oh, same. If you sit on the let's fuck bench, same thing. Oh my gosh.
Hold on, there's 11 slides. Two friends sitting at the bench can turn to each other and talk to each other. I mean, and now look at that. You got four kids sitting on the fucking buddy bench. Why don't they go play a game?
They can't invent a game?
Playground friends who are not on the buddy bench. Oh, look around from time.
Playground friends?
But they're not.
Well, yeah. I mean, if they were friends, they'd be playing with them.
Playground friends who are not on the bench need to look around from time to time to see if you can invite somebody on the bench to play. When you invite somebody to play, you show that you have empathy. If no one approaches you on the buddy bench, an adult can help find a buddy for you or to help create a plan of what to play.
Oh, that's great. In a few years, they'll be finding a date for prom.
No, but they won't, and that's the springboard
an adult will be helping them find that. Yeah, their counselor, their high school counselor. Will be,
well, that's what was just in the news, right? Did you hear about that?
On Lenore's site, I saw something.
Yeah,
go ahead.
So the prom date is like a lottery, and the boys pick the names out of the hat or whatever, and you have to go with whose name you pick, and only the boys pick the girls' names. And supposedly they've been doing this, what was it, for like 90 years
or something?
Goes back. I'm on their official site. It goes back to the 1920s when the school wanted to make sure that the many orphans who attended the school would have the opportunity to go to the dance. Today, the students vote whether or not they want to continue the tradition of prom draw. Each year, they unanimously vote to continue the tradition.
So if you're like had a boyfriend, you have to go with, like, so if I had a boyfriend and he picked out your name, you guys go to the prom together and I egg your house.
But if they're...
Wait, whoa. Although there are times when a boy or girl will have two dates if the balance cannot be established.
Like if cool. Yeah. What about...
What?
Yeah. If they're choosing to do it, I got no problem with it.
How to grow your circle of friends. If you use the buddy bench, you can make a new friend that you can play with more than once. The buddy bench should not be used by the same person every day. But let's be real.
But it probably will be. I'm trying to find a spin to this where we're not assholes. Are we assholes for thinking this is kind of a goofy, stupid thing?
I'm sure somebody listening is going to think that we are. Okay, here's the thing.
Some people are going to think the wanna fuck bench isn't a good idea too. So you know, there's
and some
that.
People are out there building one right now.
Exactly.
I think the instant reaction that I had when I first heard about this was kind of a dick reaction, right? Mm. However, one of the things I know that you and I really try to do is then let's give it some depth, right? It's not just that Lisa and Jeff think that this is stupid. It's like here's the bigger reason why it's a concern. We are now depriving children of a skill. Like there's a Band-Aid now instead of deepening the child's ability and talent and skill set. It's like, oh, we don't need to worry about that now because he'll just sit on the buddy bench. And maybe that's not happening, but that's my concern. These are then the kids that grow up whose parents call when they're in college and say, my kid left the jacket in the classroom. And you think you're talking about the preschooler and it's the kid that it's like chemistry, yeah. You know, third period chemistry and high school kids.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm worried. It's the nation of wimps mentality.
Yeah, I was just going to mention the book. That's a great book.
Well, and... Yes, I'm not going to say it, but
go.
The pussification of America.
See, I didn't say it. Would you? Okay, you're fourth grade Lisa, and there's a buddy bench at
I would have been at St. Michael's
at
school.
St. Michael's. You're at St. Michael's and you're in your little plaid skirt and there's a buddy bench just got installed. And are you sitting on it? Are you throwing eggs at the kids sitting on it?
No.
What are you doing?
It's weird to try and look backwards like that.
Yeah, because it wouldn't have been a thing.
It wouldn't have been a thing. You know, you played with the kids on the yard and you just did. But because we had practice and modeling sometimes of, you know, just being in tune with the fact if somebody looks like they maybe are by themselves, you would approach them.
Yeah. Or
you
not.
Know, you didn't need it in a school assembly.
Yeah. Josie, you're much younger than us.
Yeah. How much younger? No, I'm just kidding.
A lot.
Not that much. We didn't have anything like this, but I do remember being asked by the teacher many times to play with that kid that no one else wanted to play with, just because I was such a little
nice kid,
suck up teacher pet that they knew I would be the one to do it. And it wasn't that I didn't want to be nice to that kid, but I do kind of remember being resentful of being told, hey, you need to go play with this kid no one else wants to play with. That just didn't seem fair to me. And so that's, I don't know, I just...
Did that teach you empathy?
No.
No, it taught you...
Used resentful.
And I guess maybe I would worry in this case, especially, I mean, maybe not so much with younger children, but with older elementary students, are we setting up bullying situations? Like,
Well, that's an interesting angle.
Look at the
target.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Big old bullseye right on that kid's shirt.
Maybe we need a bully bench. And so those kids that are lacking a bully
and want the
full bully experience, they go sit on the bench and then I assume his name is Biff. Biff comes over and takes his lunch money or something. And it just kind of formalizes it.
Right.
It adds some structure there. And so instead of getting beat up and having Biff take your lunch money, you just have it out, and then Biff comes over and takes it. Of course, signs a receipt and we got to keep the paperwork up.
He's got his PayPal.
Yeah, just swipes it. And then goes on so that we can really control the bullying situation.
Honestly, though, I feel like most kids are probably just, this is going to be a piece of furniture on your playground that no one's going to use.
Yeah. Mm. Why do we have to make everything so damn complicated?
Well, so let's play that out. So if you have now people working in the profession who didn't have those kind of life skills, right? Growing up, learning how to make friends, push friends away, get friends back again. If you didn't grow up learning how to do that, then you don't have the skill set to teach kids that. I'm thinking back. I'm getting in my brain clips from a book called the Sydney Goritz Clement's book, "The Sun's Not Broken, the Clouds Just in the Way," and how one of the techniques that she shares in that book is like when a kid falls down, she would say to the air, "Katie just fell down. Let's go see if she's needing anything." Right. So she was like talking through the day. And a byproduct of that was a very rich, deep community of empathetic 3-, 4-, and 5-year-olds who just started learning to be paying attention. And so by putting it to the air, right? I see Kayla at the sandbox again all by herself. I'm wondering if we should move over there, right? So I'm teaching the kids who maybe are more social, quote unquote, to process what they're seeing, but at the same time, you know, then maybe facilitating conversations once the kids show up in the sandbox. I don't even know what I'm saying.
Yeah, and Kayla's probably thinking, oh, God, here they come again.
And you don't know that.
I just want to play in the sand.
Like, maybe she wants to be by herself.
Yeah.
I think that's a good point, though, because the buddy bench is one of those strategies. Like, it's not really a tool to teach. It's just,
no.
I think it's that was the intention behind it, that you would teach kids how to use it and would hope that they would begin using strategies like the ones you were just talking about. But that's something that probably gets taught once. It gets stuck out there, and teachers can pat themselves on the back, say, oh, look, we have this great area we can show off to the community about how we're encouraging friendship and empathy, when really
it's just a piece of furniture.
It's just a piece of furniture. Whereas what you just mentioned, that's actually teaching those skills to, the friendship skills are things that they have to be modeled and taught. It's not always intuitive, but
right. And it could go both ways. Like, cause I could be in the sandbox and be like talking to Kayla and being like, dude, you're by yourself. Are you cool with that? You know, or do you want, you know, but you would never say that, but I don't know.
Yeah, well, we saw last night how when Josie and Juliet showed up, that Rowan was sitting there on the buddy bench, and then this 3 and 4 year old, they met each other and they just started playing like humans, right?
I don't know if this is perhaps even exacerbating a problem.
Well, I think it is. I think it's making the problem worse, and I think also the fact that it exists shines on the fact that we're always. Oh, we want to. Every idea a kid has is some special flower or something. We're going down Jeff is an ass road here, but
it's been a while.
Yeah,
you're due.
If this kid would have come up to me with this idea, I would have said, what? Go play. But no, this kid had this idea. Now we turned it into a whole big freaking thing. The kid didn't invent the bench.
So in the spring of 2013, Christian was in first grade. There was a possibility his family was moving to Germany. When they were looking at a website for schools overseas, Christian saw a picture of a special bench on the playground. He asked about it and liked what he heard. He thought it would be a really great thing to have on the playground at his current school.
Oh, so he invented something he stole from the Germans? he violated some German kids' intellectual property?
He knew there were some kids who felt lonely at recess, and he thought this might put an end to it. He told his teacher and his principal about it. They thought it was a great idea. It was the end of the school year. The principal said he would look into it over the summer and would do it in the fall. In the end, he didn't move to Germany. He stayed at his school. Sure enough, the principal did research it. They picked out the bench. They put it in. The kids were very excited. The local newspaper did a story about the buddy bench. It caught the attention of the HuffPost. And there it was picked up by NBC and other media outlets. And boom, before you know it, everybody's got a buddy bench.
Oh, fucking Huffington Post.
Shush.
They publish all kinds of bullshit. So the subtext of that story is this lonely first grader was cruising the internet and wanted friends. So he made up the story about maybe he was moving to Germany, and then they got this bench installed so that he would have somebody sit with him when he was in second grade and play with him. That's a lot. I mean, it could be a lot easier just to go say, Hey, want to play? That'd be a lot easier. And Josie's over there laughing under her breath because she's dark and evil and was thinking the exact same thing I've just said but didn't want to say it.
I will neither confirm nor deny.
No, okay. This kid, I mean it's nice. We want kids that don't have I don't know.
I think the fact that it got picked up by all those news sources, it's a nice, happy idea. It sounds great.
Yeah, but a lot of bullshit sounds great.
I just don't feel like it's really addressing the problem.
It's not, which I think is why I wanted to talk about it.
Yeah, and so one of the problems is damn principals apparently don't have enough to do because...
Jesus, Jesus.
Well, no, right? I mean, isn't that part of it? Because this principal... back in the day, teachers and principals, you know what they did during their summer vacations? They painted houses to make up for their income and that kind of stuff. This principal is, one, overpaid, and two, needs a life of his own. Because if he spent his summer vacation putting this bench on the playground, he needs, I don't know, he's probably a much better person than I am, is what the truth is. But I'm just being a dick. I don't know. That's the end of that.
I almost even wonder if that's a little bit of more social... I would like to hang out on a playground where there is one, because right now we're just bantering. I mean, yeah. I've never seen one. You've never seen one.
Bench in action.
I want to see a buddy bench in action, because there's another part of me that thinks that if you're the kid that's having a hard time making friends, it just seems like now you're shining a spotlight on that, you know, instead of actually having somebody teach you how to remedy the situation.
It's not a proactive approach.
It doesn't. It seems very passive.
Yeah.
And I continue to come back to that. I don't like the fact that now the burden, not the burden, that's not the right word, but that the obligation is now on the other person. Mm-hmm. Like, by sitting on the bench now, somehow I've done what I needed to do. Now it's up to you.
My job is done. Somebody come and be my friend.
Yeah, that's not going to serve you well.
No, and I get it. There are kids that are temperamentally shy and that don't have practice with those social experiences. I was a shy kid in elementary school, but I wouldn't have been sitting on the damn buddy bench. I get that, and I want those kids to have an opportunity to make friends. I don't think this does it.
I think
it has a big shine light on it, like I'm a loser.
I don't think those shy kids are going to sit on that buddy bench.
Because people are going to look at them. And so the kids that may benefit from it aren't going to even participate, you're saying?
That's a very valid point.
I also see this being used by fourth and fifth grade girls who've had a fight with their friends.
Oh, and they go and they do the pout thing and sit there.
They're going to pout on the buddy bench and wait for other girls to come. I see this being a drama starter, too. And I only say that because that's what my fifth graders did.
Uh-huh.
When I worked at that age group.
I don't know.
30 minutes have gone by, though.
26. Hey, listeners, maybe, I don't know. We'd love to hear what you think about this. Are we asses for thinking this is a kind of poor choice?
I think it's skirting the issue. I think it's skirting the issue.
If anybody's got experience out there with positive experience with the buddy bench in action, I'd like to hear about it. If you have experience with the buddy bench in action that's not so positive, I'd like to hear about that too. Because if it is scaring kids off the playground because they're being forced to go play, I mean, you don't build empathy by forcing somebody to go play with somebody that doesn't have somebody to engage with. I don't know, but you know, they put it on the internet, so the internet exists so people can make fun of stuff. So I don't feel bad about us talking about this.
I don't feel bad.
No, I feel a little bit like an asshole for coming up with the wanna fuck bench, but I also feel that could make a lot of money.
I think you should actually start building them.
It's gonna have
sell them at colleges.
No, they're gonna be real basic. I'm just gonna mount them on the back, that bar that goes across the back. You'll put your back against on the back side of that. I'm gonna mount just an old mailbox that'll open up and you'll be able to keep condoms in there, maybe some lube. There's got to be, I want everybody to stay safe. So I think we're HIV testing is becoming a little bit, and STD testing is becoming a little bit more easy, but I think by the time this goes into production, we're going to have the simple blood test. So you stick your finger on the thing and it'll
clean. No, but if you come up unclean, you're not allowed to sit on the bench.
Yeah,
you don't get to sit.
Maybe
like
maybe
the,
just
like the pigeon spikes.
No, maybe they do the test through sweat. So you sit down on the bench, and you put your hands down, and it automatically tests for the STDs and everything. And if you're not clean, if you're not safe, it's gonna have an ejector seat built in. It'll send you flying across the room, and so you don't.
We can build that.
Yeah. And so this is gonna be.
We gotta go.
Yeah,
we gotta go because we're going out to the woodshop.
I gotta get to the lab. This has been the Child Care Bar and Grill Podcast. Jeff Johnson for Lisa Murphy and our buddy Josie. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. I got a couple things from the Amazon. If you want to support the show, go to explorationsearlylearning.com/support and you can get the Amazon link. You can go there. You buy anything, we get a small percentage just by you using that link. You don't pay anything extra, but it supports the shows, and we got to pay for the cloud and bandwidth and all that kind of stuff.
And
recently,
beer.
And beer. Yeah, a little bit. Recently, people have bought, I think somebody bought a couple dresses. That's nice. Somebody could become, what is it? Becoming Brilliant. What Science, I'm opening the link. What Science Tells Us About Raising Successful Children. That looks like a good one. And somebody also recently picked up the Go Fuck Yourself Adult Coloring Book. So
who bought that?
We don't get a list of names, but I know who bought that, and we appreciate it. I can't wait to see the pictures you color.
It's for Jeff. He loves coloring.
Those are my favorite things. I put on my flip flops
and your wedge.
Get out my adult coloring books. Hey, thanks for tuning in. Back soon with another episode. Bye bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. Join us online at playvolutionhq.com and learn how to support the show at explorationsearlylearning.com/support.
This has been an Explorations Early Learning Upstairs Studio production.